Today's Mishnah in Masechet Yadayim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Beit, Mishnah Aleph. Now here we've got some very serious variations on a theme. As we spoke about in the opening of the Masechet, our very first Mishnah, discussed the strange idea of using a revius either for one person or for two people, or two revius for three people or for four people. We talked over there about the machloket, whether we're talking dafka about somebody who's holding his hands underneath the other person's hands and the water is coming simultaneously, or even the many, many shittas that hold that the water that is left over from the person's netila is called shiore taira, even in a cup, and you can come back a day later and use that water for somebody else. So that was that big machlokas, so many different shittas involved in it. And remember the sheet of the Rambam, that the whole discussion is only Nogea Mayim Shniim, it is not Nogea the Mayim Rishonim. Now this Mishnah is going to add a concept of washing your hands twice, not because of Mayim Shniim, but because you need to do the act of Netila twice. This is a very particular situation, which is a machlokas. So let's take a look at a case where somebody was using a shiore taira, pochos merivius. So if we know, we never discussed actually what the din would be of washing one hand, right? We know the sound of two hands clapping and the amount of the tilas yadayim that you need, but what's the din of one hand clapping? And you only need to do an atila on one of those hands. Let's say the other hand was shamur, and there was no problem of stam yadayim. So then you only want to do an atila of one yad. Is there a difference in terms of the shear between those two cases? So this is a fascinating situation. Somebody uses shiore taira for one hand, not al yado achat. So it's talking over here that he did an atila only on one of his hands, and he didn't have a whole revius. He only had shiore taira. Then that is enough to just use that water, b'shtifa achat. You only did one atila, and yado tahora. The hand is fine. Now, as far as what to do with the water that's on the hand, well, I mean, you always have two options. You can either dry your hands immediately, so then they won't have any effect because you've absorbed the mayim tmeim in whatever towel you use, or you could use what we call mayim shniim, which is the water that is used to wash off that original water that has become tamei now, again through the takanos chachamim, of used water of the tilas yadayim. But you don't need to do a double netila up front. You can choose what you want to do with that water. But if you're going to use shiore tahara for two hands and you only poured once over those two hands, Rabbi Meir holds no, then it is no good. You cannot use only a shtifa achat. The only time you can use a shtifa achat is if you started with a true revius. If you started with shiore taira, then mi ikar hadin, the netilas yadayim consists of washing your hands twice. Now this has nothing to do with the mayim shniim. That's a completely different halacha. That's a shaila that could be had even if you had a complete revius, as we'll see later. But this is a halacha dogea shiore taira when used for shnei yadayim. So according to Rabbi Meir, there's this new halacha of a netila that requires shtei netilot lechatchila. So if you do that, you can actually use a revius, and then you don't have to worry about it. Now, when you use that water, and you washed with a revius, not from shiore taira, then if nafal kikar shel truma, in a water that had a full revius. And that means if you were dealing with a full revius, and this is the reason, one of the reasons, that it's very useful to utilize a full reviz of Yadayim. First of all, because you'll be Yotzi according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds, remember, that you can never use less than a reviz, and that the concept of Shiore Taira is only stated b'nogeya the Mayim Ashniim. So it's true we don't paskin that way, but definitely it's something to take into consideration, l'chatchila, to have that reviz. Now, the din would be that if you use a full reviz, so then you would not even have a problem of mayim that were tmeim because they had been used for netilas yadayim. And therefore, even if truma would fall into that water, if it was a full reviz, the water does not accept any kind of tuma for your yadayim as well, which would mean that you wouldn't need mayim shniim either. Because if the water remains tahar after you did the netilas yadayim, it remains tahar whether it falls on the ground or whether it's on your hands, right? So then what's the point of using mayim shniim if there's no mayim tmeim on your hands? So that means you avoid the whole issue of mayim shniim by utilizing a revius up front. So that even if a kikar shel truma falls into that water, it still would not be metameit, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yossi holds that even if you use a whole revius, the water does become tummy, and if it falls on the ground, or if it was left on your hands, and you didn't use mayim shniim, and you didn't dry your hands, and then you went ahead and you actually touched something that would be makabel tuma, or you didn't dry your hands even before eating chulin, which we said is part of the takana, that you need to have not to be metame the bread that you're eating, so then you would definitely would be metame, in which case you would need mayim shniim. So again, if you utilize the full revias for your mayim rishonim, then only according to Rabbi Yossi would you need mayim shniim. And otherwise, if you didn't use mayim shniim, you could, of course, always dry it, and then it wouldn't be there, so it wouldn't be a problem. But if you used a pachas mirivias, then if you don't use two separate netilas, then Rabbi Yossi would agree, at least this is the way some of the Rishonim say, that Rabbi Yossi would agree with Rabbi Meir, that in that case you need to have two separate netilas, not because of mayim shniim. You need to have it in order to be matari or yadayim. What's the practical nafkamina? Even if you dried your hands, which would be perfectly okay, if you dry your hands in order to avoid the problem of having mayim tmeim on your hands, you could dry your hands. Nobody's b'chayiv of you to wash it off with the mayim shniim. But in this case, you couldn't dry your hands because you didn't do a netilah. The netilah from the halacha of the Shiore Taira, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir agree, according to the Mefarshei HaMishnah, that it's going to be actually mitani. Wow. So this is another fantastically new halacha, new concepts that we haven't seen before. As I said to you, Netilas Yadayim is a world unto itself in which all of the various shiurim and constructs and interrelationship of Tumah V'Taira with Yadayim and Chulin and Truma is completely different than it is anywhere else. And it has to be learned within its own world of Masechet Yadayim.
Could Rebbe please translate the first line of the Mishnah again?
The first line? But you have to know that Nataliyada Achas is referring specifically to Shiore Taira, as you see in the Rishonim. He only needed to do an Atila of one hand, and he's using less than revias because he's semech on the halacha of Shiore Taira. So then for one hand, that's fine. Even though you only did...
What does Shtipa Achas mean?
One-time netila. You poured it over once.
So why didn't it just say Natal Yado Achas Yado Tahara? What is the Shtipa Achas? What does that term mean?
Because it's coming to tell you that there's a concept of Shtei Shtifas. Where did I ever hear that before? Of course I have to say it, otherwise I missed the whole point of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir is being mechadish that there's a concept of Netilas Yadayim of more than Shtifa Achas. So where is it kosher to do Netilas Yadayim B'Shtifa Achas? Either from a Revias or from Shiore Revias on one hand.
So I thought that natal is a verb meaning he poured water on his hands. And this seems to be saying that he did the din of Netila by...
Natal doesn't really mean that. Natal, remember, is a reference to the Natla. And the literal meaning of it would mean Natal if he took the water for Yodai Achas. Now it's describing in how did he pour it. The word Natal doesn't mean to pour. It means you entered into the world of Netilat Yadayim. And what did you enter it with? With less than a revias. And how did you pour it? You poured it b'shtifa achas. So you need to
Thank
understand
you.
The word as it's used again in its own idiosyncratic way within the halakhas of the Tilas Yadayim. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Very good, Rabbi Osai. A wonderful Tu B'Shvat. And now we're ready for Moshe Reuven's reading of his beautiful poem. If he's ready to read, but then he can't be hesitant. You know, that standard hesitancy that you enjoy so that you don't have to put yourself out there. You're going to have to, if you're going to be a poet, you're going to have to put yourself out there.
Okay, here goes.
You ready?
Sure, I'll do it.
Go
for it! Mishaberach olamenu v'gishmei bracha u'ma'aleh bilanotenu et asaraf b'chazara hu yamtik yamenu k'mo ha'etz b'meimara v'hu yikayamenu k'et sadeh b'mulchama v'yishkod v'yafrichenu k'mate aron mul ha'eda v'ke'eshel hu yita'enu v'ke'etan b'shmo nikra hu yarpeh kol tachluenu v'yaseh menu machala v'yitmechenu v'yashrenu k'etz chayim l'chuskim ba הוא יעקור מאדמתנו שורשי ראש ולענה, ואפריחו בכל גבולנו אילנות להנאה. הוא יטענו בארצנו ויצמח לנו גאולה, ויתאמנו את חיינו חלף דעת טוב ורע.
Lovely, beautiful. A lovely cover for Tu B'Shvat, and we're very grateful.
Oh, that's beautiful. I didn't know you wrote that. Wow, that's beautiful.
Lovely. Okay. We shall publish it in our anthology of Tu B'Shvat right on the cover. Kol tov, everyone, and a happy Tu B'Shvat.